Hello, Audioboo. It's Graham here, Black73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Photography then, following on from a thread, conversation, stream, debate that went on yesterday about having your photograph taken in a public place. Do you have any rights? As a photographer, are you allowed to take people's pictures? The answer is yes, you are, as a photographer, and as a person having their photograph taken, no, you have no rights. If you're in a public place, then nobody can stop you. Anybody can take your photograph as they see fit, as long as they're not going to use it for an advertising campaign. As long as you're going to find yourself on a 30-foot billboard next week advertising Armani underpants. But blimey, there's a thought. But yes, essentially it was established that, you know, you have no rights and anybody can take your picture. As long as you're on public property, then you are fair game. I was listening to Turbo Stream last night, who read out a statement or a letter that he has on a lens cloth. He has it printed on there. I have it printed on a sheet of paper in my camera bag, just in case. In fact, I think it's still there. I must check. Essentially, it's a letter from the Association of Chief Police Officers, I believe, down to the Bobbies on the Beat, saying that essentially photographers can do what the hell they like and the police have no powers to stop them. Do not delete images, do not confiscate equipment, etc., etc. Under most circumstances, there will obviously be some exceptions to that rule, but in most cases, if you're on public property, then you can take images of who and whatever you want. I did actually reply to Turbo Stream's post, actually, and got a response to that from Omani Blog. Thanks for the follow, by the way, Paul. I have reciprocated. In fact, while I'm there, thank you to everybody who's followed me in the last few days since I've been back. It's much appreciated. I'm pretty sure I've returned the favour in most cases. And I am just trying to sort of imbibe everybody's audio at the minute. My feed's getting really busy. It's good. I'm having to make time to listen to everybody. It's great. Some lots of interesting stuff being talked about. I'm really enjoying it. Anyway, back to the subject. So yes, so I know the law, and the police should know the law. But one of the things that I want to have a go at is urban grime type photography, you know, sort of underpassy, graffiti arty, skate parky type stuff. And also street candids, just, you know, people going about their business in a city centre perhaps. And I'm scared, if I'm honest, I'm scared of doing it because, yes, I know the law. Yes, the police know the law. But I would imagine if you did a straw poll of a cross section of society and said, I want to take your photograph. Do I need to ask your permission? I would imagine that a very, very high percentage of them would say, yes, you do need my permission. No, you can't take my photograph without asking me first. And this is just from conversations I've had with people over the years. And I don't particularly want to get into any confrontations with people because I just want to take some photographs. I've seen photographers accosted in city centres before where they've just been taking photographs of maybe a shop or something, maybe even for a newspaper or marketing or something, and you know people have been caught in the frame and they've gone and had an actual physical go at the photographer and screamed and shouted and all this malarkey, and I don't want that. I don't want to get into all that kind of stuff. I don't want to get into an argument or a confrontation, and especially if I'm going to do the more sort of grimy parts of the city. It's pretty ghost. It stands without saying, really, that the people who frequent those areas perhaps aren't going to be as diplomatic and as understanding as one would like. So walking into an underpass with a camera on my neck at night kind of terrifies me a little bit. I'm not a weedy wimp. I'm not somebody who gets scared easily, but I'm not an idiot either. I'm not going to go and push myself out into those kind of situations voluntarily. And that's frustrating because I do think there is a big misconception, certainly in this country, about what is and what isn't allowed to be photographed. And it's holding me back. It's stopping me doing two of the things that I really want to have a go at as a photographer. And it shouldn't do, really. Maybe one day I'll just get a bit of confidence, or I've had an opportunity to go out in a group to do some city centre shoots, and that's a little bit different because I think once people see a group of people with cameras swinging around their necks walking towards them, they're immediately on their guard. I don't think they're relaxed by then. And Omani Blog actually said in his reply to me last night that he kind of tends to hang around for a little while and just, you know, so people sort of get used to him being there and then sort of gradually start to use his camera, which is, yes, I can see that, and I know other people have said that that's how they do it too. But as a sort of on a group shoot, seven or eight people strolling down the street with big expensive cameras around their neck, you're going to put people on the guard. And even if I want to do candids, not posed, I don't want to do portraits or staged contrived images. I want to do candids. I want to catch people sucking on a cigarette that have no idea that I'm there. Do you know what I mean? And I think as soon as somebody sees the camera, they're immediately on their guard. And that little spark of, is it candidness, whatever that word, yes, you know what I mean. another one of my fancy made up words. I think it's gone, and I think you're venturing into the sort of posed contract, because there's not, as much as people say that they'll be or might appear to be relaxed, they're not. They're on the guard. They know you've got a camera. They know they're possibly in the frame, and they're gonna adjust their behaviour, however, to whatever degree, but they are going to adjust their behaviour accordingly. But there you go. Anyway, one day I'll get over my fear, I hope, because it's something that I do really want to do. But sadly, the way that the law is, I think the law is quite ambiguous. I think it possibly could do with some kind of publicity. I don't know. As a photographer, I'm bound to say that. But, you know, whatever. We could go on about CCTV and stuff like that. I'll save that for another time, because I have quite a lot to say on that subject. Anyway, what else? Social hiking! I've joined social hiking! I've only been saying for about 2 years that I'm going to join social hiking. I'm a hill walker, have been for years and years and years and years and years. And I heard of this thing, and I've walked with people who are social hikers. And I've often said that I'm going to join. I've even promised, I think, in an audio post at some point, said, I'm going to join social hiking tomorrow. And I never did. But I've been sort of interacting with Phil, Daylight Gambler, on here and a little bit on Twitter over the past few days. And I kind of felt a little bit guilty that I hadn't signed up for social hiking yet. So I did it last night. Anyway, so yes, I am now a social hiker, a somewhat baffled social hiker. I can't work out what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. I think I'm pretty much there. I've already had to bombard. I'm a total doofus when it comes to this kind of thing. I am just totally hopeless with all this computery type stuff. I'm working out, everything's coming off my phone as well, because obviously my laptop's not working. So it's all a bit more, you know, as much as these devices are great, they're a bit more faffy than just sitting on a keyboard, aren't they? But I think I'm there. I've got me ViewRanger account set up, and I've linked me Audioboo and my Twitter account to social hiking, and I've put a beacon out, I think, this morning. And I think that's gone okay. I've been bugging Phil on Twitter already. I'm already saying, help me. Thanks, Phil, for helping, if you're listening. And you'll probably get a few more questions from me. But yes, hopefully I'm going to get a chance to try it out tomorrow. I'm going on a nice long walk through the forest and through the park. I'm actually walking from the village where I live on one side of Sherwood Forest. I'm walking right the way through Sherwood Forest and through Clumber Park, all the way to a town called Worksop in the north Nottinghamshire, just with a friend of mine, doing a bit of photography. I was supposed to be going to Lincoln tomorrow on a city shoot, believe it or not. Castle and Cathedral are open all weekend. They've got a big sort of festival thing in Lincoln, but I've changed my mind now. I'm not really up for that, so I'm going to go on this nice long foresty, parky type walk instead. Not my usual kind of thing. I'm normally sort of more for the hills and the mountains, but in this occasion, it's going to be a low level one, and I'm quite looking forward to it. Actually, it's going to be a 50mm challenge as well, because I've just sold two of my lenses to fund. I've sold an 18-55 and a 55-200, which were the standard kit lenses that came with my camera, and I've sold both of those in order to part fund the purchase of a Sigma Super Zoom 18-200. Unfortunately, my new lens hasn't arrived. One of the lenses that I've sold has already been shipped and gone. The other one, I'm going to sell it, so I don't take it out, because it's my look that I'll drop it. So the only lens that I've got tomorrow is a little 50mm Nifty 50, for those who know. So I'm going to have to do a whole day's photography, because the new one hasn't arrived until, well, probably won't get here until tomorrow afternoon. So I'm going to be on a 50mm all day, which should be interesting. So yes, social hiking is a challenge, a 50mm challenge. I've got challenges coming out of the yin yang. I'll catch you all later, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.